This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello. If everything goes right, former Bethel resident Rebecca Trimble will be an American soon. If you're not familiar with Trimble's story, here are the basics. She has been in the United States since she was a few days old.
I was adopted at birth in Mexico, and then I came up from like 3 days on up to Salem, Oregon, and that's where I grew up. And then later on in middle school, I moved up to Vancouver, and I was in Vancouver, Washington until 2017 when we moved to Alaska for my husband's job.
Trimble says she didn't know she wasn't legally a citizen. She even voted in the 2008 presidential election, which is illegal for a non-citizen. And it caused a lot of problems when she found out she wasn't a citizen and started looking for legal ways to stay.
There's been so many ups and downs and dead ends where we're like, oh, connect with this person or, do that paper. Or let's try this. And it's just been a whirlwind. And I feel like the support so much when it became public, a lot of people kind of understood just for, I guess, not just me, but maybe other people who are struggling with the same kind of immigration who don't fall into their lines.
Trimble first told her story to the Alaska landmine in 2020 after she got a letter from the U.S. Customs and Immigration Services saying she had a month to leave the country. That was hard on Trimble's husband and her kids.
After I had gotten that letter saying that I should voluntarily leave the U.S., they saw the hurt and they saw me crying, and we kind of tried to explain in a like soft way how, mommy was adopted, and there's just papers and that make you like who you are, where you're born, and just like mommy might not be here, we might have to move, kind of thing.
Trimble's situation is tricky, and she says trying to find a way to get immigration officials to understand that felt dehumanizing.
I didn't get approved one way because of this, and then so we filed the paper the other way, and they're like, no, because we feel like you don't fit in this way either. So, and then no one had kind of taken the time to like talk to me, it's all like mail this in, and then 3 months later you'll hear a response to that question. I just labeled as kind of like a number at times, and if I didn't fit that number, then it didn't move forward.
In 2019, the Trimbles hired Margaret Stock, an immigration attorney in Anchorage.
Well, the facts of Rebecca's case are very sympathetic. I think most people understand that when you came to the United States when you were a few days old and you thought you were an American citizen your whole life, that it's not fair for the government to come forward when you're an adult and tell you that you need to be deported.
But in the end, it took a literal act of Congress to get results. Alaska's congressional delegation had to push a private bill through Congress specifically for Trimble. A private bill allows individuals to get relief directly from federal lawmakers when they've exhausted all of their other options. Many of them deal with immigration. But even with high-level support from Alaska's delegation, it has taken more than a year for that bill to work its way through the House and Senate. Trimble's case is rare, but probably not for the reasons you might think. Here's Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
We know the story of so many who we refer to as the dreamers, young people who came into this country at very, very young, knowing no other country other than the United States, brought here by their parents, and who have been denied opportunity.
What's rare about Trimble's case is that her private bill actually made it through Congress.
But Rebecca Trimble came to us as really a very special case.
Stock, Trimble's attorney, deals exclusively with immigration cases. She says she'd like to see a legislative fix to this problem.
I think it's really important for people to know about cases like this. They're not actually that uncommon. So to help the rest of the people, I think, though, we're going to have to get immigration law changed, because one of the problems with private bills, of course, is they only benefit one person and they don't fix the general laws.
Trimble's bill passed the Senate unanimously and without amendment on December 15th. Now, she's waiting for the president to sign it. But that doesn't mean she's done with all the paperwork.
So this will grant me, I believe, permanent residency, and then I'll have to get a green card after that. And I know that's, you know, that's a long process as well.
And once she's legally able to, Trimble says she'll probably vote again, even though it caused so much trouble the first time around. So now, can you vote?
I mean, once I become a U.S. citizen, I might vote. I don't know yet at this point. I mean, I want to do my civic duty as a U.S. citizen.
In Bethel, I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello. In a rare feat, two village wrestlers made it all the way to the Alaska State Championship Finals last weekend. Jason Ekemrak of Akachuk and Garrett Nikolai of Nunapachuk both placed second in their weight classes. Unlike basketball, high school wrestlers from small villages compete in the same division as medium-sized schools like Bethel. Village wrestlers have a lot to overcome to remain competitive. Less partners to wrestle with and fewer opportunities to compete are just a few of the disadvantages. KYUK's Shane Iveson was at the tournament and spoke with Nunupachuk's wrestling coach, Bailey Williams, to find out how his athlete, Garrett Nikolai, made it all the way to the final match.
He's one of the seniors, I mean, on the team that I've always come to trust when it comes to, you know, just getting the kids ready, being a role model. He's like the silent leader type, doesn't always have to speak, but you feel his presence as one of the senior wrestlers. And, I mean, he has the work ethic beyond anything else. When it comes to wrestling, when it comes to being on the mats, he wants to be there, he wants to wrestle, and he wants to do well. And I couldn't have asked for a better senior, him and Deshaun, my other senior that we brought here. I couldn't have asked for two better kids to start, you know, start the career with. There's so much just regular adversity coming from the villages. Whether it's resources, whether it's practice time, anything. I mean, where we are, we had to stop practices for a couple days just because our river was breaking up again with the random weather stuff. I mean, just being able for him to be able to be here with the adversity we faced, it just goes to show how much he wanted it as one of our wrestlers.
I'm sure he didn't get the opportunities that a lot of the other kids have had to put in the quantity of wrestling. Like, how do you explain how he got this good?
He wanted it. He's coachable. That's the biggest thing. He was coachable. You know, he knew he was good. He knew he had the athletic experience. He never let that get the best of him. He wanted to hear, what are ways I can do better? What are things I can improve upon? It wasn't just, let me go out there and wrestle. He wanted to be coached. And, you know, I think any kid that's in wrestling or any kid in a sport, if they can be coachable, they can be great. And it doesn't matter if you have 30 matches or 10 matches. If you can be coachable and learn from everything, learn from practices, learn from watching it, you're going to be good. You're going to have a good experience.
And then taking that attitude into practice, he had a sparring partner around his size that he could, I guess, compete with?
So he's actually... He has two brothers that were coming out and sparring with him a lot. And just fact of the matter, again, small school adversity, if his brothers had to help with chores at the house or anything around the village, you know, to help with elders or anything, he would honestly ask to spar with me. He knew I wrestled, and he knew since I was heavier, I was stronger. He just said, you know, one day he came up to me, he was like, you're heavier. I want to get used to lifting, like, heavy people. I want to get used to that so my kids feel lighter. I said, sure, all right. So between his brothers and me, he had tough competition because, I mean, he's a senior, he's tough. I wouldn't take it easy on him. I wanted him to learn, and he did. Obviously, he came out here and learned, and he learned in practices. It was just great, you know. That's really what he did.
That was Bailey Williams, Nunupachuk's wrestling coach, discussing how Garrett Nikolai made it all the way from the village to the championship match at the Alaska Student Athletic Association state tournament last weekend in Anchorage. And staying at the Alaska State Wrestling Championships, we have a correction to make. Bethel High School junior Patricio Vasquez placed fourth at the state tournament. In previous statement, we incorrectly reported that he placed fifth. We apologize for the error, and go Warriors. This is KYUK News. I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello. Kuyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.